Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
Hello, welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
大家好，我是 Oliver.
In today's program, we're focusing on food.
吃的，that sounds good. 什么样的好吃的？
Would you like to try toast with marmalade?
Yes, I don't mind a bit of that.大家可能对果酱 jam 都非常熟悉 ，marmalade 和果酱很相似，但是呢，它是另一类水果做的，比如说橙子。我们这儿说的橙子呢，是那种大个儿的，皮儿比较厚，不好剥的，所以说它也叫做橙子酱或者橘子酱。
Now, not all oranges can be made into marmalade.
那么是哪种特别的橙子呢？
It has to be bitter oranges, and the season for making them is a short one, usually from mid-January to mid-February.
从一月中旬到二月中旬，这生产期可真够短的呀。
Yes, it's only 4 weeks. Let's follow Judy Mary from BBC Radio 4. She's on the marmalade discovery journey.
太棒了，我对 marmalade 的历史呢，还真是挺感兴趣的。首先 ,Judy 想采访坐落在曼城的 Durst 公司的负责人 Mark 先生。
They have just celebrated their 125th anniversary by creating a very special jar of marmalade.
Helen, 我倒是想知道这罐特制的 marmalade 值多少钱呢？
Here is the world's most expensive marmalade ever made. It's just about a kilo, which is two jars worth.
And what's the price tag?
This jar is actually worth £5,000.
什么？一罐橘子酱就值5000英镑。
Yeah, you heard it right. Mark said the price tag for this jar of marmalade is 5,000 sterling pounds.
但是到底有什么呢？难道是金子做的不成吗？
Gold? Who knows? It's possible.
So what exactly is in the marmalade to make it so expensive?
There is the world's most expensive whiskey in there. The oranges...are bitter oranges from Seville, so they're not like the oranges people are used to eating. There's some champagne in there, which is a very exclusive Paul Roger Cuvée Winston Churchill, an actual edible gold leaf in there.
So my guess was right. 它这么值钱的原因果然是在里边加了金叶。
Apparently, the gold leaf is edible. Edible means you can eat it.
Edible, 可食用的。其他值钱的成分呢，还包括顶级的威士忌酒。
Whiskey. Scotland produces some of the finest whiskies in the world.
还有那种特别的带有苦味的橙子，这也是非常重要的。
Seville oranges. We'll hear more about them later.
别忘了，还有香槟酒。
Champagne, a very expensive sparkling wine from the Champagne region in France.
而且是特制的香槟。
Exclusive. Not something that you can find off the supermarket shelves.It's expensive and rare.
So what exactly is in the marmalade to make it so expensive?
There is the world's most expensive whiskey in there. The oranges are bitter oranges from Seville, so they're not like the oranges people are used to eating. There's some champagne in there, which is a very exclusive Paul Roger Cuvée Winston Churchill, an actual edible gold leaf in there.
不过我还是比较想知道为什么要在里边加金叶呢？
Because it sparkles in the light, particularly with the crystal glass. It just melts on your tongue. It's quite strange.
The reason Mark gave for adding real edible gold leaf to the most expensive jar of marmalade in the world is because it sparkles in the light.
And that's it? 因为金子能反光，而且可以在光线下闪闪发亮。
And the sparkling effect is enhanced with the crystal glass.
水晶杯子 crystal glass.
The quality of this particular marmalade is superb. It just melts on your tongue.
Tongue, 舌头，这种 marmalade 能够让你体会在舌尖融化的感觉。
Because it sparkles in the light, particularly with the crystal glass. It just melts on your tongue. It's quite strange.
Judy has also been talking to food historian Elizabeth Luard about the origin of marmalade.
The origin of something 的意思呢，是指什么东西的开始，从哪里开始的。
And according to Elizabeth, the root of the word marmalade actually came from Portugal.
Marmalade 这个词儿最早的来源是葡萄牙。那 marmalade 是什么时候传到英国来的呢？
It probably didn't appear till about 1660 in some form, at which point it was a mixture of apple juice and mushed up oranges and was a paste that you could cut with a knife. You know, the development from... a thick quince paste, into adding other things to it, into the use of a jellyable preserve, which is based on apple pectin.
1660 could be the year when marmalade arrived in the UK.
1660年, 也就是说, 差不多是 350年前了。
And initially, it was a mixture of apple juice and mashed up oranges.
在那个年代, marmalade的样子和现在看起来有些不一样。 那个时候, 它更多的是苹果果汁和捣碎的橙子的混合物。
Mash is a verb. It means to make something into a paste.
时光流转, marmalade的制作配方也在改变, 之后变成了现在的果冻样的酱了。
And what made the marmalade more jelly-like is a chemical called pectin from fruits such as apples.
Okay, Helen, that's a bit too technical for me. 我想知道的是为什么最好的marmalade都是来自 Seville, 为什么需要用这种有苦味的橙子呢?
Why are they particularly good for marmalade?
Very strong fragrance, excellent flavour, and I should imagine there's a very high pectin, so it would make a good set.
They have a very strong fragrance.
浓烈的香味.
Strong fragrance. They also have excellent flavour.
口味非常棒.
Excellent flavour. And they also have a high pectin content, so the marmalade would set well.
而橙子里本身含有大量的胶质，可以让果酱更容易凝固. Shall we get back to Mark Adil? I think he's got some interesting stories to tell us.
Here at Geo's, we buy 2,000 tonnes of oranges from Seville every year and produce some 20 million jars of marmalade.
Wow, that's a lot of oranges and marmalade.
Mark的公司每年都要采购2,000吨的苦味橙子，生产2,000万瓶的marmalade.
During the war, the boats carrying the oranges from Seville were allowed through, and the Germans believed that there was some secret element in the orange that was helping them make bombs, because I don't know if you ever tried it, but if you disturb the skin on an orange, you get the zest coming out, and that's actually very flammable. So there's all sorts of bizarre stories.
Sounds bizarre.
Bizarre, 奇怪的，难以置信的。 Mark讲的故事发生在二战期间。
Britain was fighting against Germany.
英国和德国是敌对的双方。
But boats carrying the oranges from Seville in Spain were allowed through.
但是战争并没有阻止从西班牙到英国的橙子运输，而且德国人非常怀疑这些橙子的用途。
That's right. The Germans thought the oranges had special secret elements in them, and they were used to make bombs.
Bombs, 炸弹。 德国人以为英国人会用这些橙子来制造炸弹, but how?
Apparently, the zest from the oranges is flammable. It means it could catch fire.
Really? 如果橙子皮被挤压,从皮里面挤出来的液体, the zest, 就是易燃的。我不知道,我想象不出用橙子可以来制造炸弹。
Neither can I, but it's a fun story to know.
BBC Learning English.
今天节目当中,我们和您一起追踪一种英国著名的橙子果酱 marmalade 的历史。
There are many famous names associated with marmalade.
Marmalade 是英国传统食品，很多名人呢都非常喜欢它。
As well as Winston Churchill, Robert Scott is rumored to have taken a tin to the Antarctic with him on his famous expedition in 1911. In 1912, records show that 1,300 jars were taken on board the Titanic by the very aptly named Miss Edwina Trout. And then in 1958, Michael Bond created Paddington. And of course, we all know he kept his marmalade sandwiches under his hat.
Winston Churchill, Britain's wartime Prime Minister, was a big fan of marmalade.
Marmalade的拥护者当中就包括著名的丘吉尔首相。
Also, the Antarctic explorer Robert Scott is also rumoured to have taken a tin of marmalade with him to the South Pole.
有传闻说,1911年探险家 Robert Scott 在远征极地的时候还专门带了一听 marmalade呢。
Also, records show that in 1912, 1,300 jars of marmalade were taken on board the Titanic by a lady called Edwina Trout. Trout is a kind of fish, so she has a funny name.
真的, 有位女士曾经带了1,300罐 marmalade 登上泰坦尼克号。 That's a lot of marmalade for just one person.
And also a cartoon character called Paddington Bear was created by Michael Bond. And this bear always had a marmalade sandwich under his hat.
不光是英国人喜欢 marmalade, 就连卡通人物也是。Paddington 小熊就是其中之一。
As well as Winston Churchill, Robert Scott is rumoured to have taken a tin to the Antarctic with him on his famous expedition in 1911. And in 1912, records show that 1,300 jars were taken on board the Titanic by the very aptly named Miss Edwina Trout. And then in 1958, Michael Bond created Paddington. And of course, we all know he kept his marmalade sandwiches under his hat.
It seems that all those Seville oranges originated from parts of Spain and Portugal. It's the Brits who have fully embraced marmalade.
英国进口制造 marmalade 的原材料，然后再把制成的产品出口到世界各地。
Now we exported it also, in colonial times, great enormous quantities of it. We brought in the oranges, cooked them up, jammed them back in a pot, and then sent them off to India and to Australia and to, you know, South Africa and...You could probably do a great marmalade trail. You could probably discover where we'd been.
The global popularity of marmalade happened during colonial times.
殖民地时期 colonial times. 当时英国人遍布全球，而他们对这种传统英国食品的渴望，就造成了 marmalade 被出口到世界各地。
What about the popularity of marmalade now?
Helen, 我觉得过去的20年里，人们的口味已经发生了很多的变化。我不知道现在的年轻人是否还和他们的父辈一样喜欢 marmalade.
No, sadly not. There are a lot of lapsed users. Children don't like any bits in the product, so they start eating shredless or jelly marmalade, which is made with juice rather than the whole fruit. And gradually, as the consumer gets older, they go to fine cut, medium cut, thick cut, and when they've got no teeth left at all, they seem to be eating very thick cut, which is a bit bizarre, but there you go.
You're right, Oliver. The popularity of marmalade has declined.
Decline, 下降。现在橙子酱的销量下降了不少，主要原因呢是孩子们不喜欢吃 marmalade 里边的橘子皮，他们更喜欢吃纯的 marmalade.
And smooth marmalade is made with juice, not whole fruit.
根据对橙子的加工方式不同， marmalade 也分为好几种不同的类型。
That's right. You can have fine cut.
细条的。
Or medium cut,
中粗条的
and thick cut,
粗条的
Interestingly, Mark commented that thick cut seems to be popular with elderly people with no teeth left.
They must like the strong flavor of the oranges.
Across China,
across China,
实现梦想 This is the BBC.
Well, it's time for us to go. I hope you've enjoyed our marmalade journey.
告诉你一个小窍门，吃 marmalade 的时候呢，最好的方式就是把它均匀地抹在烤热了的面包片上。
Sounds delicious. So do join us next time for British Life from BBC Learning English.
我们下次节目再见。
Bye bye.
You can really taste the whiskey. You get a really powerful taste.